I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break Conversations, Season 1, Episode 10. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Break Conversations. This is the series where we talk with language learners, language teachers, and other people who are involved in the world of language learning. And we talk about languages, of course, life, and learning in general. In this final episode of our first season, we are talking to a very well-known person from the Coffee Break languages community, and that is Pierre-Benoît Herriot, our Coffee Break French host. Pierre-Benoît has been working with us for many years, and I've known Pierre-Benoît for many years before we even started Coffee Break Languages. So I'm delighted to share this Coffee Break conversation with you today. Now, we actually recorded this conversation. We filmed this conversation, actually, last summer. So at that stage, we didn't know anything about La Vérité éclate toujours, our more recent French project that Pierre-Benoît has been working on over the past few months. But you'll hear about Pierre-Benoît's own language learning experience and also about the ways in which he's used languages over his life and his work. There is a section of this conversation which will be in French and Spanish, so those of you learning French and Spanish will get the chance to practice your listening in those languages, and I'll tune in at that point to help you understand things or to explain things in English if you're not a French or Spanish learner. But let's go straight to Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer in the Loire-Atlantique region where we filmed this conversation. And I say filmed, so you will be able to watch the full interview on YouTube with subtitles too. So do look for that on our Coffee Break Languages account. But without further ado, let's go over to Pierre-Benoît in Loire-Atlantique, the town of Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer. Pierre-Benoît has been working with Coffee Break for many, many years, and if you're already listening to Coffee Break French, or indeed if you've been watching some Walk, Talk and Learn, then I'm sure you'll recognize Pierre-Benoît. Alors, bonjour monsieur.
Bonjour Marc, comment vas-tu?
Très bien, très bien. Aujourd'hui, nous allons parler en anglais, d'accord?
D'accord, ouais, I'll try my best.
Okay. Excellent. So, for the purposes of everyone involved in Coffee Break, tell us a little more about who you are.
Well, for those who don't know me, you know, maybe who study Coffee Break Italian or Spanish, I'm Pierre-Benoît and I'm actually French. And it's a pleasure to see you here today because we are actually in my hometown of Sainte-Marie.
We're in your hometown having a coffee at your favourite bar, at your favourite coffee.
Yeah, well, because you've got what I call the Café de la Poste behind me, you've got the church, you know, I mean, it's really nice actually to have you here today. So it's fantastic.
Delighted to be here. Now, as you're speaking in English, we're detecting something of an accent there. Obviously, there's a little bit of a French accent in there, but there's also something else.
Well, yeah, because I moved to Scotland. I studied in Nantes, in the University of Nantes, studied English, Spanish and French. And then once it was all done, I decided to move to Scotland. Okay. And I've been living in Scotland now for 30 years, I think.
30 years?
Yes.
So you've been longer in Scotland than you have in France.
I still make sure that I do come back to my hometown, and you know, you've got to visit family and friends, and you know, just it's normal.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're here in Sainte-Marie. Whereabouts is Sainte-Marie?
Sainte-Marie is in the Loire-Atlantique area, département. And we're talking about the west coast of France, just at the south of Brittany. Yep. And before we hit the Pays de Loire, although it's the start of Pays de Loire, if you want.
Okay.
And so we're about four hours by car from Paris, and we're about I would say 4 hours from Bordeaux as
from
well.
From Bordeaux. Okay, so sort of right in the middle.
but on the coast.
On the coast. Uh-huh. On the coast. It is a beautiful area, and I love this whole idea of village life. And you know, we've got the Marché de Beaucamp.
Well, la Beaucamp behind us, yeah, the bric-à-brac, what do you call that? Yeah.
Closing up for the day. I really love French village life. It's, I think I would quite enjoy living in a little village like this.
Well, you're welcome to come and visit anytime, Mark.
Okay, in this interview, we always try to ask questions about language learning. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little about your experience with languages. You mentioned that you studied English, French and Spanish at university. Yes, so yes, tell us about that.
Well, we sort of studied and I did my studies in Nantes, and then when I decided to move to Scotland, I wanted to perfect my English. So I first started working as a language assistant in a school, in a secondary school. I'm not going to mention them, but two lovely schools, and then decided to stay and continue with teaching, basically. Teaching. So did what you call the PGC in those days, and then got a job in Scotland, and now I'm teaching as a French and Spanish teacher.
So that's the day job, as it were. And you've also got you're interested in lots of things. We can talk about that a little later. But you've also you help us with a lot of the courses that we've been working on over the past few years.
I mean, I think from the start, actually, I've been contributing to, and I've been creating material for all the Coffee Break French seasons, 1-4, and obviously Walk Talk and Learn French, and then the new season with Walk Talk and Learn French as well. So it's been a pleasure to work with you. Obviously, it's good because it keeps your language skills going, and it's totally different. But at the same time, it does kind of like contribute to the what I do in the class as well. So it's quite nice to be able to do both.
In a sense, we love working with teachers who are teaching real learners all the time. Because what they do on a daily basis and the feedback that they get from their own students means that they're tuned into the kind of difficulties that students may have, but also they're experiencing new reactions to things all the time. But we also hope that what we do with you and with the other teachers that we work with can actually transfer into the classroom too.
Yeah, there's no doubt about this. I mean, when pupils want to get extra listening, extra material, well, obviously I've got to say, well, why don't you try this and see if it works for you? You know, and it does work. Yeah. And there's no doubt about this. And it's nice actually to have former pupils say, hey, I'm doing Coffee Break French, Coffee Break Spanish, and that's, of course, it's bound to happen.
Excellent. Over the past 12 years, I think that there have been many fun memories of your involvement in all things Coffee Break. There's one particular one, I have to say, when we were coming back from a meal out after the language show in the London Underground, and Jamin Wah decided to try to convince the entire carriage in the London Underground, where people don't tend to look at each other or talk to each other, that they should all start learning French or Spanish or Italian with Coffee Break.
That was German.
That was funny. All German, indeed. But what about your favourite memories of Coffee Break?
I think I'm not getting any younger, so my memory fails me, you know. But I do believe I've really enjoyed the latest thing we've been doing, which is the second series of Walk, Talk and Learn French. Particularly when it comes to technology, there have been so many developments when it comes to technology, you know, that I've got to really be careful, and I get a lot out of it. And then it's quite nice because then it means I can use that as well in the classroom, you know, and I get a lot out of it. So it's been a pleasure working with you.
Keeping you on your toes, eh?
Well, yeah. I've got to, because I'm so small, you know, it gives me taller.
Okay, another Coffee Break question. What would you say your ideal Coffee Break would be? Where would it be? And crucially, with whom?
Anywhere. With nice people.
Okay.
Preferably, Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo.
Okay, so would you particularly be focusing in Spanish there? In that case?
Oh yeah, I would expect to perfect my Spanish with her, and obviously I would teach her lovely phrases in French.
Excellent, sounds good. Okay, do you have any language learning tips for our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, keep going. Okay. Don't get discouraged. I still make mistakes, and there are three languages, even my own native one, and I do believe it's the idea of a little bit, but more often.
Yes, yeah, okay. I certainly agree.
Yeah, that works. That works for food. That works for, you know, but I think it's very important that do a little bit and then but keep going, mm-hmm. keep going over it, and you know, a little bit can go a long way. So that's very important to me.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment to find out more about Pierre Benoit's language learning tips. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we provide a whole range of materials to help you take your next step with learning a language. We offer free podcasts in a range of languages, and also full online courses with video materials, lesson notes, and more to help you make faster progress. Just search for Coffee Break Languages or visit coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, we've got time for the quick fire round. Okay.
Yes, what's this?
So basically, we're going to ask you a number of questions, mm-hmm. and you've got to come up with your first answer to these questions. Okay?
Whoa. Uh-huh.
It's straightforward enough, don't worry.
Okay.
So, first of all, favourite language?
French.
Favourite word in that language or phrase?
Pas de lézard.
Which means?
No worries.
Yeah. Excellent.
No bother. Me bother.
They bother indeed, the Scottish version. Favourite food?
Plateau de fruits de mer, avec un petit verre de muscadet quand même, d'ici.
So that's a seafood platter with glass of wine.
What language was I talking?
A little glass of muscadet wine. Mm-hmm. Okay, favourite film?
Wow, I used to be a film geek, buff. Mm-hmm. And I do believe As Good As It Gets. For French films, Le Prénom and Le Vieux Fusil. Oh, okay. I watched it the other day. There was a wee tear in my left eye.
Okay, favorite music?
That's very difficult because, as you know, I like music. I love music. I like playing a bit of piano, a bit of singing, a bit of guitar as well, playing the guitar. Favorite music? Just now, I've been listening to a lot of Jacques Brel.
Okay.
So you can explain who Jacques Brel is. Actually, our listeners can actually do a bit of research on Jacques Brel.
Okay,
and I will include David Bowie. I'll be including a lot of artists.
Excellent. Favorite destination?
Anywhere with nice people. I'm happy anywhere I go. As long as people are nice and you can socialize and have a good time, I'm happy with that.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, in this next section, Pierre Benoit speaks in French and then a little bit in Spanish too. So I'll chime in with some explanations in case you're not a French or Spanish learner. I began by asking him to tell us more about Sainte-Marie, the area where his family lives in France.
On va quand même parler un peu en français.
Si tu veux.
Dis-nous un petit peu, tu as dit que nous sommes à Sainte-Marie.
Ouais.
Alors explique-nous un petit peu ce que c'est que Sainte-Marie.
Sainte-Marie, c'est en fait la ville où habite mon père, d'accord. Et donc, quand nous étions plus jeunes, nous avions une maison de vacances ici. Et puis, quand mon père a commencé à vieillir, il s'est dit, je voudrais en fait finir mes jours dans ma ville natale, parce que mon père est d'ici, moi je suis de Nantes, mais lui il est d'ici. Et donc, bien sûr, il a construit une belle propriété à 2-3 km d'ici. Et donc, bien sûr, je reviens tous les ans, une fois par an minimum, sinon deux ou trois fois, pour le voir lui et puis voir tous mes amis d'enfance. Oui. D'accord ? Donc c'est pour ça, donc c'est important.
So Pierre Benoit's father is from Sainte-Marie-sur-Mer, and although Pierre Benoit grew up in Nantes, his father decided that he wanted to retire to Sainte-Marie, and he constructed a property there, and for that reason Pierre Benoit comes back to Sainte-Marie two or three times a year in order to see his family. We went on to talk about some of the things that we'd been doing that particular week, because we'd been there filming some content.
Et en fait, cette semaine, on a été ici, on a passé de très bons moments ici à Sainte-Marie,
oui.
Sur la plage.
Sur la plage, j'ai dû rencontrer mes amis. Hier soir, je peux me permettre, tu nous as joué un petit morceau de piano. Enfin, pas juste, pas qu'un, hein, mais tu nous as fait quelques heures de piano. Et puis, c'était très sympa. Et donc, non, je pense que c'est une ville, un village où il fait bon vivre. Donc, c'est vraiment sympa, quoi, ouais. De revenir ici.
So Pierre Benoit enjoys going back to Sainte-Marie, and we had fun that week. We'd been doing lots of filming and also a little bit of a sing-along in a local cafe the night before our interview. I asked Pierre Benoit if he imagined himself returning to live in Sainte-Marie.
Je ne me vois pas finir mes jours ici parce que j'ai quand même un certain attachement en ce qui concerne l'Écosse, bien sûr. Donc mais je me vois bien voyager, faire l'aller-retour, la navette, comme on dit, et puis passer un mois ou deux mois ici, retourner en Écosse, et puis revenir deux mois plus tard. Et puis aller en Espagne aussi, aller au ski. C'est vrai que mon problème, c'est qu'il n'y a pas assez d'heures dans une journée pour faire tout ce que j'aime faire.
Ouais, c'est le problème de tout le monde.
Je crois que c'est ton problème aussi, je te connais, je crois qu'on se connaît bien.
So there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything that Pierre Benoit enjoys. We continued talking, but we moved to Spanish. As you know, Pierre Benoit studies Spanish too, so vamos a hablar un poco en español.
Has hablado un poco de España también. Sí. Te gusta España, ¿no?
Me gusta España. Me falta un poco la práctica, ya que en Escocia no practico mucho y no hablo mucho, pero solía ir al sur de España mucho y solía ir a Estepona. ¿Conoces esa región?
Nunca he estado en Estepona, pero sí, en Marbella, en Málaga, sí, en toda esta zona.
Sí, el acento es muy difícil.
Es muy difícil.
Es muy difícil, sí, pero me gusta mucho. Hace mucho tiempo que no he regresado a Estepona, pero me gustaría. Es posible que yo pueda volverme de nuevo el año próximo, no sé. Aquí me gusta Ibiza también.
Muy bien. Hay que viajar.
Pierre Benoit mentions that he really likes the area around Estepona, although he finds the accent there quite hard to understand. He also likes Ibiza. So we return now to English for the end of our interview.
Bon, alors, on va retourner à l'anglais. D'accord. Do you have any final messages for our Coffee Break learners, or indeed any final thoughts?
Well, I think I've already mentioned the point that don't get discouraged, okay? Just a little bit every day, you know, keep learning and don't get kind of a, don't feel down, you know, every time you make a mistake. We all make mistakes, okay? But let's go for the future. Let's hope that we can continue having fun creating new material for you guys. And hopefully, as you know, you're going to be improving all your language skills, because I think it's very important. So, and the more Mark comes here as well, the more you improve your French as well, Mark. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, do my best.
Not that you need it.
Oh. Quand même. Bon, merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Je t'en prie.
Et à la prochaine.
À la prochaine, et puis bien sûr, très bientôt, j'espère.
Okay, there are a couple of things I'd like to pick up on here. Things that Pierre Benoit mentioned about language learning. First of all, this idea that doing a little often is much more useful than doing a lot irregularly. If you have got the time to add just a little bit of language learning to your day, then that will have a much greater effect than, let's say, doing 1 or 2 hours once a week. The other thing that he mentioned is that a little bit of a language goes a long way. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, or don't be afraid if you don't know too much, because that little bit will make a huge difference to the people that you are speaking to. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Conversations. Again, don't forget that you can watch the video. The video is available over on our Coffee Break Languages YouTube channel if you'd like to see the video version of this interview, along with other interviews that we've conducted within our Conversations series. Also, of course, there's lots more content available at coffeebreaklanguages.com, where you can learn a language with us on your coffee break, or indeed when you're out for a walk or in the car or just when you're doing something else. It's always possible to do some language learning at the same time. We'd like to thank all of the people who have taken part in this series of Coffee Break Conversations, and we'll be back soon with another series of Coffee Break Conversations, more interviews with people, with language learners, with language teachers, with language professionals about life, learning and languages. But for now, a huge thank you to you, our listeners, and happy coffee breaking. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.